You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn joined by Paddy Aspel to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. And finally, Paddy, Cheltenham is back and it's on, and hopefully it'll stay on now.
Yeah, massive team effort by the groundsmen down there, because some of the shots we've seen yesterday certainly wasn't positive, was it? Mm. But I think, look, it's been the case all over the country. It's just been non-stop. Whatever about getting an awful lot of rain, if you get it without a period in between, just for the water to go somewhere, you're always going to have issues. So it's a case of it just, as people will know, not having anywhere to go. And unfortunately, I think they've made the right call, because obviously getting rid of today's card, or knocking today's card on the head, should I say, has given us what looks a real good chance for tomorrow. And then, because we've got to think, if they have put on that, because they squeezed in the juvenile first tomorrow, didn't they?
Yeah.
That novice hurdle, should I say.
Yeah.
So we've got 8 races tomorrow, and, you know, if please God they get through the card tomorrow, Sunday, will they have 8 races again Sunday? They probably would, wouldn't they?
Look, what have we got?
You know, we're going to have
7.
7 races.
Yeah.
We're going to have pretty grueling conditions, albeit, you know, tomorrow we have got some very decent stuff, but hopefully we can stay as dry as possible, because we've got some cracking stuff in store, please God.
We do. On Sunday, by the way, we've got the Arkell Trophy Trial Grade 2 contest and the Schlur Chase, as well as the Cross Country and the Great Wood, all coming your way. So tune into tomorrow's podcast for a little more on that action. But as for Saturdays, as you said, it's an 8 race card, Paddy, getting underway at 12:05. We've got a novices hurdle, we've got a juvenile, a novices chase. That 150, by the way, over nearly 3.5 miles, Grade 3 handicap chase, that'll take a fair bit of getting. And then, of course, the Betvictor Gold Cup handicap chase, Grade 3 contest coming up at 2.5 miles. And then still 3 races off the back of that. So a feast of racing from Prestbury Park. I asked you which 2 races you wanted to focus on. You said we'll start with the 115, a novices chase coming your way, where, as we record this at 3:20 on Friday afternoon, Holston is the 9-4 favourite. 4-1 Manila Warrior, Poker Play 9-2, 5-1 for Red Zor, II Charlie 6s, 11s for Rock Point, and Aaron Ladd is 20-1, and the outsider of the field. The logical place to start is with Holston, who is 9-4 currently at the head of affairs, Paddy.
Yeah, I mean, he is the horse to beat, but I just thought Manila Warrior at 4-1 was a bit more value, because there's plenty of these reopposing from that Cheltenham race last time, and Holston has got a great record at the track. You know, he's a triple Grade 2 winner at Prestbury Park, and I mean, he certainly wasn't disgraced in being beat the last day, because it was a horse that Warren Gray just as in Mulcahy's Hill, who was coming right back to his best. A tricky customer in his day, but as we all know, he was one of them horses who was involved in that 4-miler at Cheltenham, and you know, connections have done very well to get him back, because obviously he had a very, very hard race that day. But in fairness, he's another horse who knows his way around Prestbury Park, and he was back to his best the other day, albeit with his usual tail flashing at the business end. But Holston, a very, very solid effort, and like I say, plenty of these are reopposing from that race. Manila Warrior of Kim Bailey's, who is my selection here, he was back in third, and he just looked like he really could improve for the run that day. So that's what I'm hoping tomorrow. That was his first run after a wind up for the team. You know, his record is pretty good, he's pretty consistent, he's only 7-year-old, and obviously this is his second run after that wind up. And I just think he got a lovely ride from David Bass that day. The yard are in very good form, he's obviously got to come forward from it again, but he's going to get £5 from Holston, and like I said, he is the horse to beat. And connections. They put the GPs on hold stone for the first time tomorrow. So, you know, he is going to take all the beating. But I'm just hoping that Manelli Warrior can progress from that seasonal debut and can get... It can turn around the form with Holstone tomorrow.
He's been very lightly raced, hasn't he, Manila Warrior? I don't know if he's had problems or not, but he's been seen on a race course very sparingly. David Bass has been aboard for all of his starts under rules, and he had a wind up at the back end of last year, came back with a decent second at Huntingdon, then went and won at Weatherby, then not seen for a while, has had another wind up. Again, a pleasing run. If it's to follow the same pattern as last season, then he should be primed for this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as you can see, looking at his form there, he only ran once in 2017.
Yeah.
So he obviously is a little bit delicate, but talented. But
much like yourself, Paddy.
Exactly. but, you know, we've seen a very good interview with Patrick Mullins at Clonmel yesterday. He came out with a very good statement about his dad had said about Duvan. You know, he said he's possibly the best we've ever had, but he said, in reflection, the best ones have got to be sound ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said it's okay to say that the engine is there, but if they're not sound, the best ones are the ones with the ability and able to withstand the racing, which, you know, it's a harsh, but it's a very true fact. But, you know, we'll see. Manelli Warrior, as I say, he has got fresher legs. He is only a 7-year-old, so I'm hoping he can turn around that form with Holstone tomorrow. But he'll have to be on his A game, because Holstone, he really, like I said, he's got a real liking for Prestbury Park. But I'm hoping it's Manelli Warrior's day tomorrow.
Okay, that's in the 1:15. Before we focus on the bumper, just a word on the big one coming up at 2:25, the big betting race of the day anyway. Sarah Delac and Slate House currently 11-2, 7-1 Spirit of the Games, 15-2 Us and Them, Count Maribel 9, 10s for Springtown Lake, 14s Bellamide Picton, and bigger prices the remainder. It's got the look of another wide open renewal, hasn't it, Paddy?
Yeah, that's really why I just couldn't nail my colours to the mast, because, you know, it was 11-2 the field. I mean, I love the horse at the top, Sir Delac. Very, very likeable. Another one who knows his way around Cheltenham. He's a great jumper. He's just a pleasure to watch. Really enjoys his job. And he's put up some hellish performances around that track. And you could see why Lizzie Kelly was so keen to get herself back from injury to ride this chap, because, you know, he's an absolute cracker. And, you know, he's a deserved favourite in there. Slade House, the next one in of Robbie Power and Colin Tizzard combination. That was a real good return. We've always known that this horse has got, you know, a real good engine, but, you know, he travels, jumps, does everything right, and that was a real good return over course and distance last time. There were some others in there as well, Us and Them. He's always been a little bit of an early horse for Joseph O'Brien. You know, he's always been in pretty deep water, has Us and Them, but never been disgraced, but he's not really had his day in the sun so far, on the big stage anyway. So I certainly wouldn't want to rule him out, you know, for a yard who were doing fabulously well. And obviously the good old Count Maribel, he likes Cheltenham as well. Mark Grant, regular rider on board. He's had a bit of luck on his side on occasions, Count Maribel, but, you know, he's pretty reliable nonetheless, and he has been quite well backed. So yeah, it's wide open. Like I say, I just couldn't. I really struggled to nail my colours to the mast here. You know, because we were going 11-2 the field, but
yeah,
ultra competitive, and so it should be.
Absolutely. I was just looking, actually. Guitar Pete, Happy Diva, Splash of Ginge, and Demi Sang all come out of the same race at Weatherby last time. The first, second, and third were Guitar Pete, Happy Diva, and Demi Sang on that occasion, but they're all available at 16s or bigger this time around. Just caught my eye there, having been at Weatherby on that day. But that's a wide open renewal of the Bet Victor Gold Cup. That is coming up at 2:25. Loads more action at Cheltenham to look forward to. And the final race is the bumper, the 4 o'clock Mayor's Standard Open National Hunt Flat Race, a listed contest. And I'm surprised that you looked at this race, Paddy, to be honest. Midnight Callisto, 100-30 as we record, 5-1 Legend Ride. Pink Sheets is 11-2, 13-2 for Lady in Hiding and Urban Artist. Sevens and bigger the rest. Why? What caught your eye in the bumper then?
Well, I just thought this was a pretty nice race going forward, to be honest. But, I mean, I thought Midnight Callisto at 100-30 was a cracking bet, because Anthony Honeyball, I've always said, I think he's particularly good with fillies and mares. Very, very good. And, I mean, this one was well supported at Fontwell on debut in the middle of October, and certainly made no mistake in getting the job done. They rode her cold that day, dropped her in, took their time, but just travelled so nicely. And I mean, in fairness, Aidan Coleman, he could have took it up whenever he wanted. Now, I mean, I know obviously going from Fontwell to Cheltenham in a listed race is a totally different bag, much deeper, but she's ended up clearing away to win by 8 lengths that day with the minimum of fuss. Aidan Coleman hardly had to move on her. And the second of Archie Watson's Time to Row ran very, very well up in air the other day. Was only beaten just narrowly in what looked a reasonable bumper. And like I said, she put Time to Row to bed by 8 lengths that day with the minimum of fuss. And by Midnight Legend, who is a sire who Anthony Honeyball, to me, seems very, very keen on. He's had another good Fontwell bumper winner, I think it was last week as well. So he obviously likes to introduce them there. But that one in particular, last time at Fontwell, looked very, very good. That's the one. Aidan Coleman rode that one as well.
Kid Commando was the other one that you're on about.
Proper bit of kid. They rode that one a bit different that day. It was on the front end, but same connections. But yeah, it was on the front end the whole day, but absolutely bolted up. How deep the race was, we don't know, but it doesn't matter because, you know, she didn't come out of third gear. But I do like this Midnight Callisto, and I think connections, they'll go there pretty confident tomorrow because, you know, although not hard pressed at Fontwell and in a deeper race tomorrow, I think at the business end, for me, certainly doesn't appear like she's going to be found wanting ability wise. But yeah, this is a race I'm looking forward to watching.
Okay. Midnight Callisto, the selection, then 100 to 30 in the bumper at Cheltenham. And in the 115, the other pick was Manella Warrior, who's currently available at 4-1. Just one more thing before we go, because yesterday I did the racing podcast with Andrew Mount. We waited until Duvan had run to reflect on the race. Then I caught wind of the fact that Cheltenham was off and completely forgot about Duvan. So I think it's only fair that we just talk about just how good a jumping performance that was from Duvan on return from such a layoff.
Yeah, it was. I've seen him jump better, I'll be honest, but, you know, we've not seen him since April of last year. But, I mean, I suppose Willie Mullins was more worried about walking into his stable this morning rather than winning the Clonmel Isle yesterday, because I'm sure he thought with a clear round that he would win.
Yeah.
But it's obviously walking into a stable this morning to see what sort of a state Duvan was going to be in, because obviously he's delicate. But, you know, the big statement by young Patrick to say that, you know, his dad honestly rates this one as possibly one of the best he's ever trained.
He just cruised through the race though, didn't he?
He
looked rusty. He didn't look like he'd been away, really. He's just classy.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose probably the biggest factor that you're left with was the way he walked out through the last a little bit. But, yeah, you know, apart from that, he was pretty good on his feet. But, you know, he was 10 lengths clear at the time and he probably wasn't doing an awful lot for Paul Townend. But, you know, you've got to think Jet is no back number. And, I mean, even the horse 2A per me, he's been a good horse for Noah Mead. I'm not sure if it really suited him, you know, having... He doesn't mind making the run in, but he prefers a proper test to it for me. And even Peregrine Run, you know, a horse who Pierre Herfait has done terrifically well with, he was beaten out of sight yesterday. Maybe a horse who's had a pretty busy campaign and maybe wasn't good enough on the day, but Duvan has beaten him out of sight. You know, and to do that when now we're getting to mid-November and we hadn't seen him since the Punchestown Festival in April 2018. It was a great training performance. Great to see him back. He is 9-year-old now, so how much more we're going to see of him. But I suppose all we can do is appreciate what we did see yesterday and hope that all the wheels were still on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And fingers crossed we get to see Duvan at his brilliant best once again very, very soon. Thank you, Paddy.
No problem.
And listeners, enjoy Cheltenham on Saturday. We'll be back tomorrow looking ahead to Sunday's action. Good luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.